Hi, welcome to Money Lab. I had a chat with my brother today and came up with an interesting idea. So I actually didn't even bring this up to him. He brought it up. He kind of mentioned it, and then I started to give it some more consideration. So we sell. The way this conversation began was, he had mentioned to me, so he's been answering customer service emails, and I don't know if he is just saying this anecdotally or if he's, like, meaning he's seen this so many times, or he saw this once and it become, you know, like, when sometimes you see something once and you're like, wow, everyone's saying this. It's like, no, actually one person is saying that. You're just saying everyone's saying it, right? So I don't know if it's a case of that or if it's like really there's been multiple people, but apparently we, the company at SUNY University, have been giving out so much goodwill over the last 20 years that some people would like to support us in some way, but they don't want to buy anything from us. And I thought, that's bizarre, right? It feels bizarre. And I don't think it's that many people, but I started to think about it for a second. So, okay, yeah, that makes sense, because some people may not want a course, because it's like, hey, what's the cheapest product you offer? I just want to give you $5, you know, as sort of like a, I don't know, almost like a donation. And it's, yes, I could put a donate button on there, but I hate that idea because the donate button doesn't really help anyone. I never want to take money from someone in exchange for delivering something I would have done for free anyway. I'd rather do something that's, you know, that's a paid product. And it turns out, and I hadn't really thought about this until today, but we don't have a product under $50. Now, I mean, I should say, to be clear, our products are slightly under 50, but you can't buy anything from us that you technically don't need for less than $50. So yes, we sell chemicals, but you are not just going to support somebody, you're not going to buy a chemical because you need to use it, and it becomes more of a burden owning it than anything else. So I said, well, okay, I do have like 35 embroidered SUNY University hats. And the reason I have so many is because I bought them to wear like in our videos, but I'm only one person and I keep the hat pristine on a shelf in a closet. And I only put the hat on when I'm filming videos, which is like an hour a week. So, but I had to buy, I mean, I couldn't just buy one hat. I had to buy a lot. And so I thought, okay, well, some of these hats I'll, you know, give out to people who help us, you know, film content for the pool and like, hey, wear the hat if you want, if you're going to be in the video, whatever. So that was my thought when I bought them. I think I spent like $800 on the hats or whatever. It wasn't cheap, but I was like, this one hat, one of these hats in this box is going to be worth way more than $800. So, but it got me thinking, well, all right, if somebody really wanted to, can they buy a hat from us? Can they buy merch? Like, who the hell would want merch from us? But maybe somebody who wants to support us but doesn't want to buy chemicals from us and doesn't want to buy a course, which I never really considered. And it costs us nothing to put these hats up. We already have all the infrastructure in place, so we could do it. But then the question is, it's like, yeah, but okay, but who's going to ship this? And then the conversations veered into, you know, we sell a book. We sell a physical book. And Chris, my brother, had lamented that people, like, it takes so long for people to get these books. Because what we do is the book is printed on demand and then shipped. And it's not done through Amazon. It's done through this third-party company that we use called Lulu. And but what's nice about Lulu is that it connects directly to Shopify. And so basically we don't have to do anything. When someone buys a book from us, it creates a ticket in Lulu's system. They print the book, you know, they ship it, they do all that stuff. And it's nice, but yeah, and the end result is that it takes about 7 to 10 days for somebody to receive a paperback book in the mail. The other downside to it is that it costs $27 to do this, and we sell the book for $49 to make up on that cost. Now, I don't think a book should cost $50, but it's what it costs. And maybe we can make it cheaper. But even better, we can make it faster. Even better than that, perhaps we can create an upsell. And I had this idea before where I was like, so I'm currently in my house sitting on about 100 books because I bought a case of them. And the reason I bought a case of them was because I was planning on packaging them all in my own packaging, custom packaging, sending them to my shipping company, and then having them ship it. But they don't ship books media mail. They ship it regular mail, which means that it costs like $10 to ship a book. And then it also costs money to ship them the case of books. It also costs money to ship me the books. And it costs money for the packaging for those books and then my time and et cetera. And so I was like, oh, this makes no sense. So now I'm just sitting on 100 books. And we right now don't sell that many books per week. It's the off season. So my brother brought it up on his own. He said, how much could it possibly, like how many books do you sell? Like what if we just sent them out ourselves? Like I would send them out. And I was like, yeah. And I thought about this. But I was like, I'm not going to give you a bunch of books to have you ship it out of your apartment. It's like you're going to keep inventory and all this other stuff. But he didn't seem to mind. So got me thinking about it again. And let's do the math. So I've done the math. And it is cheaper for me to – so the more quantity of books that I order from this company, the more – the cheaper the book per book price gets. With 100 books, which is the first price break, I can basically get a book for roughly $15 shipped to my house. Okay? So right there, that's a huge margin. But now I have to ship it to the customer, right? Which costs money. But if you ship media mail, which is USPS, right? That costs less than $5. All right? So right out of the gate, $20, right? That is a guaranteed cost for a book for us. Now, remember, I said it costs us $27 to print and ship a book to somebody, and it takes almost 10 days for them to get a book, okay? So if we had the books at my house and I put them directly into a mailbox and I didn't count my time, we would be saving $7 a book. So we would actually make an extra $7 a book. So that's interesting because now I can take that $7 and figure out ways for that $7, if I wanted to go all the way up to $7, figure out a way for that $7 to turn into more dollars. If you're following my logic here. So let's say I start a budget of $5. So my goal is to get a book down to 20, or let's say I'm trying to get the book down to $24.50. And that's out the door, $24.50, right? So it means I could spend an extra $4.50 to do something to make extra money. Now, one of the things that I have to do is I have to package the book. The book is not in any package, right? So I have two choices. I could package it in just a poly bag, just something really simple, stick a label on it. And the labels, we're talking pennies, I mean, yes, I have an upfront cost of buying a thermal printer, but we're talking a couple $100 and that'll pay for itself very fast, right? And of course, you have to consider my time because there's other people that have that time. But again, we're talking less than, we're talking pennies, okay? So I have two choices. Again, I can use a poly bag, which could get the book damaged because it's just a bag. The book is a book, you know, it's not fragile by any means. Or I could do a box. And currently, the way that people are receiving it, they're receiving it in a box. And the box is like perfectly sized for the book. So there's that. So I have a couple of things I could do. You know, I could use the packaging. I could custom make the packaging, right? So it could be, you know, my own custom box with my own custom label on it. That would probably cost, you know, like I can get boxes from Uline for, you know, definitely less than 50 cents. Yeah, obviously depending on the quantity, but I've gotten way bigger boxes for less than 50 cents from Uline. So I know I can get at least, let's just call it 50 cents. So I still have four more dollars to spend, right? If I got a custom box, now we're talking. Custom box, immediately you can add $2 to that. So it's $2.50 a box as opposed to 50 cents a box. It's astronomical how much it goes up in price versus what you get in return, which is essentially just a box, a shipping box. Not something that anybody wants to keep, not surprising and delighting anyone. So I don't think that that's where the value lies. Now, with media mail, you're technically only supposed to mail media. But I think you can stick stuff in the book. Now, I wouldn't put, you know, like trinkets or anything other than like very flat paper-sized things in there, but you could do stickers, which are paper-sized. You could throw a couple stickers in the book, but that doesn't really do anything because where are people going to put the stickers, right? Like, where do they go? I don't, you know, Swim University sticker? Okay. Who cares? No one's putting that on the back of a laptop. No one's putting that. You know, it's probably not weatherproof. They're not putting it in a car. They're not putting it in a water bottle. It's a Swim University. It's not a big deal. But that's if you just think, oh, it's a branded sticker. What if the sticker was actually useful, right? What if the sticker had items on it to label your pool equipment or your inlet and your water flow? So what if they were like arrow stickers and they were branded? And they were waterproof. Well, that's a little different, but that is more of a delight. It's not really, you know, yes, it enhances the value of the book, but it doesn't really, like, no one knows that's going to happen, and it doesn't really make us more money. So the only thing I can really think of that we can't do right now, the way the book is sold, is we could print simple postcards that have a QR code and a URL where people can get a discount on other things that we sell. Right? So you get a book, you open the book, it's got, you know, postcards or coupons essentially in the book for them to buy, you know, hey, thank you for buying the book, you know, here's 50% off or whatever. And maybe it's a private thing that no one knows we even have. Or maybe it's like a consultation for something. Maybe it's like a high upsell where it's like a couple $100 upsell as opposed to, you know, just a simple cheap upsell for like a chemical or something. The good news and the good part about doing that is that we can change that on a dime because we're the one shipping it. It does mean that we as a company have to ship this item, right? And at this stage, we have control over how much we sell. So if we end up selling, you know, like my brother asked, like, how many books are you really selling? And I'm like, well, right now it's like maybe one a week. But if we start to get into the season and I crank up the sales, well, yeah, I can probably get it to like 10 a day, if not more. So it's like it becomes more of a burden, you know, especially Monday when you have like 2 days of books that you have to pack and ship. But in reality, like how much work is that? And how much better is the customer experience? And what else can we do? If we're already doing this work, maybe we can do something else. Maybe that sticker idea is a product of itself, because how cheap is that to ship? We already have the infrastructure in place for all of this. All we really need in order to do this is to buy the packing material, which again, none of the things that I'm talking about here are things that would require packing besides like either an envelope, a poly bag, or a box. So, you know, do they have to be custom? No. And what does that allow us to do? Well, we'd make more margin because we're not, you know, doing print on demand. The customer gets the book faster. We can control the messaging that goes with the product. So now all of a sudden, every product we sell, rather than email being the follow-up, it can be a physical piece. We can actually mail things. And it starts to expand our product line. It's, you know, we can create all the courses we want, but at the end of the day, you know, I would love to be able to sell people more educational products that you could hold in your hand, or that would literally help you with your pool. You know, test strips is an example. Like, we would love to be able to send people test strips. But right now, the only way I can think of doing that is, yes, we can get them made. I can get them shipped to a warehouse. But then I'm like, I don't have control over the product anymore. The problem is that when I think about this, I get very excited. But if I do my job right, it could be very hard. Because at this point, I'm so hands-off on all the physical products that I sell that it's basically no effort for me. But as soon as I add this layer, which I can do in stages, it becomes more complex. And then what happens if I do my job right and we start selling a lot? Well, now I'm like packing and shipping all the time. But I think, and my brother had pointed this out, it's like that's a future Matt problem. That's a good problem that has to be solved. And yes, it would mean hiring more people, but it would be local. And it would be very different because we're not doing, it's like, it's not, I don't have to really manage anybody. Like the process is developed. It probably means we would need, you know, and I'm future thinking here, we would probably need a small commercial space. But again, I'm only saying this because it would have to be so out of, it would have to take up all of my time that I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't keep up with these orders. What an insanely good problem to have or to even think about, right? But that's probably not going to happen. So, all right, how hard would it actually be to operate a merch store where, and I don't actually publicize it. I just have products. And some people who want to buy a hat because they just want to support us in a hat, who, you know, who cares? My brother was like, why don't you make beach towels? I'm like, yeah, we could do that. Who would want a Swim University beach towel? I don't know. But we could do it. You know, hey, we have... This is something that literally anybody who has this type of business could do right now. And I thought about this And it maybe only works for my business, but we have a lead magnet. Our lead magnet is a PDF that is 8.5 by 11. But our audience is older. And our lead magnet is well designed, meaning it's got a lot of colors. So I've made a print-friendly version, okay? Meaning somebody can download the full color version, but if they go to try to print that out on their computer, it's going to take up a lot of ink, depending on the age of their machine. But if I was like, and then some people just have problems because they don't know how to print. And I get those emails all the time like, oh, you said this was 8.5 by 11 and it came out too small. I'm like, dude, I don't know how your shit's configured, but it's not. You did it wrong. We're not incorrect. So, but the question is like, well, what if we actually had printed, laminated, waterproof versions of this cheat sheet, of the lead magnet? And what if that was an upsell? Or, so for example, like we could just say, hey, you downloaded the lead magnet. Congratulations. You know, a day later, like, hey, you know, we have printed versions of it. It's like $5 and we'll send you a few. Or, you know, we'll send you one. It's like $5 to print. But we just have them in stock. And it's like, oh, okay, we throw it in a manila envelope, print the thermal printer, and we just made ourselves, what, $5? That could get out of hand very quickly, but how easy is that to do? How many can you pack in a minute? You probably pack literally one every second, so I guess 60 in a minute, stick them all together, and you can throw them in a mailbox. Or you could, you know, easy, cheapest shipping ever. So I don't, you know, starting to make me think, okay, this idea of actually controlling our own shipping process is really not that complicated. And if it requires scaling, because none of us can do it. Now, the only reason I'm even entertaining this idea, well, one, I've entertained it before, but the reason I'm like seriously gonna try it is because my brother said, fuck it, I'll do it. I'm like, oh, well, I wasn't even gonna ask you actually, because, you know, but okay, how easy would it be for me right now to go buy a thermal printer, hook it up to Shopify, and just I'm sitting on 100 books right now in my house. They're actually already packaged. I could actually ship them. They're in bubble envelopes because that's all I could get. So I technically could ship right now. All I need is the actual label. And then I have to set up some kind of alert, which I could do with Klaviyo to send me an email every time somebody buys a book. And then I just go, oh, okay, log into Shopify, print the label, stick it on a package, throw it in my mailbox, put the flag up and be done with it. And then, you know, try to increase that or just now that I know that process, it's like, okay, this process sucks. So, you know, all right, what do we need to do? Let's get a box. Let's pre-pack all these in boxes, just have them ready to go. Let's put the printer here, and, you know, we'll do it all, you know, we'll only do it on like Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays or something. And then we'll just see what happens. And then we'll measure the results of the, you know, maybe we'll get a postcard printed locally where we can only get like, you know, I can go to the local print shop and just get, you know, 20, 25 postcards printed digitally, right? Or just print them on my fucking computer and just cut them, because who cares, right? And then stick those in the book, put that in the mail, and then just measure the results. We know, okay, I sent this many packages. How many people took us up on the upsell? Okay, maybe none, maybe one. We know if we get one, we know our conversion rate. So we go, all right, let's see if we can do this, we can make this better. and then incrementally just improve it each time until we have something that works. And then once it works, then we can go, all right, let's, maybe we can drop the price and sell more. Maybe we can, you know, do this, or, you know, pass down, you know, because that's the thing with the book is, like, the book costs money because there is nothing that goes with it. It's just the book. But if we can ship the book cheaper and make a better margin, then I'm willing, and we have an upsell baked into it. So now it's, you know, we make a lot more. Well, now I have the ability, because we're doing everything ourselves, to basically make the book a book price. Now, we wouldn't make much money on that, on the actual book itself, but the book kind of becomes, you know, more of a lead magnet than anything. Or not even a lead magnet, and we could make it a lead magnet, but it becomes like a, you know, basically like it gets us our foot in the door with customers. And then from there we can say, all right, well, we know that if we, you know, we ship 100 books, well, shit, like, let's order 1,000 books and just keep them in the garage, you know, and prepackage them. Well, now that went, our price went down, so now we are making money per book. And maybe Lulu's not the best rate. Maybe we can get it even cheaper because we're buying so many of them. Maybe we go to a local printer and work out a deal. And maybe we can get better quality in the book. Because as long as we know that we can make money on an upsell because of the book, then we can pass that savings on to the customer. So this idea is, it's exciting because I love the idea of physically doing something. I love, like, living in the real world when it comes to online business in some way, shape, or form. I got really excited selling chemicals, but I don't see those chemicals. I have them in my home, but they're in my home and they're just for me. They're basically a showpiece because I don't actually need the chemicals, so I don't even use them. And I don't ship them myself. But the physical act of, like, I have a product in my hand and someone paid me money for this because this thing that we made is very valuable is a good feeling. And yes, it may be insane that we do that, but we also happen to live in a part of the world that a lot of people can get this product. Now, it does make it a little bit more complicated when we go outside of the United States, because we can't use media mail. We'd have to ship it a different way. We'd have to use, like, UPS or something. And that makes things more complicated, but shipping out of the country, you know, you could bake in that shipping cost to those people. And then we can just set that up on our side. It would make it a little bit harder, but we're not, most of our book sales are coming from the United States. But then, yeah, the idea is, like, what if, you know, for very minimal effort, what if we had our own store? And what if that store was not actual chemicals, which I would never ship chemicals because we'd have to store that. And the amount of space that chemicals would take up, we'd need a warehouse and pull equipment and all those sorts of things. But things that were incredibly lightweight, still based in education or merch, like, I don't think anyone's going to buy a Swim University t-shirt. I don't think that that's worth doing. Plus, with t-shirts, you have multiple sizes that you have to keep in stock. And that's really stupid. But a hat is one size fits all. A towel is one size fits all. You know, printed waterproof PDFs, essentially, one size fits all. It's one product. A book of stickers, one product. A physical book, one, you know, it doesn't require variants. and stocking a ton of stuff and taking up a ton of room. All of these things are easily stackable. You know, it's like, could we sell Swim University sunglasses? Yeah. Who's buying them? I don't know if anybody would buy a towel or a hat, to be honest. The difference is, it's like, with a hat, I have them right now. And I can just put them on the website. Like, I have them. I have a bag I can pack them in. Because I do have some Swim University branded poly bags for some reason I bought. Because just I wanted to try some stuff. So I technically could ship a hat right now to anyone. The only thing I don't own is a thermal printer. And I don't have it up on the website. But I could, right now, as a test. So, I don't know. I'm just going to make this episode about shipping physical goods out of my own home. There is some sort of like love affair feeling that I have with the idea of this. It's like sexy kind of for me. But I know it's not like crazy lucrative. But if my brother's right, and there are people out there who just want to support us in some way, shape, or form, I could say, buy a fucking hat. I could even say, for every hat that you buy, I'll donate the money to some organization. Or, this is how we, you know, if you don't want any of our courses and you don't like our product, you know, I could just send this to people who've not bought anything from us and be like, hey, if you're interested, we have hats, and it's, you know, we're, you know, maybe we're using it to raise money for something we want to do or whatever, or a charity, or, you know, if you just want to support us, buy a hat. And I don't even know if I would send that email because I don't have that many hats. But I got them made locally, and there is a company that makes them. And again, it's a quantity thing. So the more I buy, the cheaper it gets. And they're stackable. They just stay in a box. You know, the books just stay in a box. They're very, you know, and I have a garage to store them in. I actually have a whole room in my house that the basement where I work. There's tons of space. So I could do it. And I have a pretty big mailbox. So, you know, they got to take it. I guess if it gets out of hand, then it becomes a problem because I can't ship that much shit in the physical mail. My mailman would kill me, I think. Be like, here's another case. Here's another pallet of things you get to fit in your van. I don't think that's going to work. But again, it's not that hard for me to get in the car and drive to the post office right down the street. I don't know. Thinking about it. And again, I can control the flow. So if it does get out of hand, I just turn off whatever marketing thing I have going that's selling it and then regroup and figure it out. Or I'm like, okay, this is really working. We need to come up with a solution. But this summer, I don't think it'd be that difficult to, you know, it's like the only problem is like if I go on vacation or my brother goes on vacation, like who's taking care of those orders? You know, that's the one issue. But I don't know. Let me know what you think if you're listening. I think it's pretty interesting, but I am going to try it. It's going to happen. So here's what I'll do. I'm going to buy a thermal printer today. I've decided that. I mean, I could use it to ship a lot of things. So I ship things for just fun. So, and to like friends and stuff. So it wouldn't go to waste even if I owned one and didn't use it for business. And I have a bunch of books that I need to get rid of because they're just in my house and no one's buying them. So I just have them. I paid for them. So I do need to ship those. I already have them packed and ready to be shipped. They just need a label. I also have some hats and the book's already up on the website. So like I don't have to do really anything besides ship the actual fucking book. For the hats, I mean, I don't really have to do that. In fact, I could do that maybe after I ship a few books and go, oh, okay, this is kind of cool. Like, let me put the hat up for sale. See if anybody, you know, just see if anybody goes to that page and buys it. I don't know. They might. It's like, oh, somebody bought a hat. That's funny. You know, stick it in a bag, put a label on it, and stick it in the mailbox. And then if it's, you know, becomes a thing, then I'll start to think about the process. And here's what I'll do. I'll report back and let you know how the experience went. And let you know how easy or hard it was and how the problems and, you know, maybe there's something there. I think it'd be interesting nonetheless. It's actually a money lab experiment. And I've done, there's only one time in my life that I ever did a physical product shipping thing. And that was, I made a rap album called Entrepreneur, spelled wrong on purpose. And I sold it. I basically sold a package that was like, hey, if you buy the album, I will send you a free t-shirt, right? And so I ordered a bunch of t-shirts from Custom Ink, I think it was, which was kind of stupid in hindsight because, you know, again, sizing is stupid. I should have just done a hat. Like, why do I do this to myself? So yeah, I had a bunch of t-shirts, everyone sent in their sizes, and then Steph and I just sat in my office, packed them into like manila envelopes. Like, we didn't even have anything fancy. And then we hand wrote all the addresses and literally just put stamps on it and stuck in the mailbox. Or I think we dropped them off at the post office all in one shot. And I was like, okay, it's cool, I guess. That's the only time I've ever done it though. It wasn't that hard, although I don't like writing addresses. Like, that's kind of a pain in the ass. But the printer, especially like a thermal printer, like, boom, print it, stick the pack, you know, that's easy. Easy shit. I'm assuming that's how it works. I'll have to go look. But anyway, yeah, I'll report back. And if you have any thoughts or concerns or ideas, let me know, Matt@moneylab.co. And I'll talk to you later.